Welcome to Acts of Kitchen, the fortnightly podcast of food and cooking stories. My name's Alex, and if you're listening to this as soon as it drops, Merry Christmas. A friend challenged me to do a Christmas episode, and so here it is. I asked a bunch of my colleagues what food they like or dislike around Christmas, and this episode is the result. In my family, Christmas starts with pancakes, which I think is a very civilized tradition, and also with cherries. When I was growing up, I think Christmas Day was about the only day we had cherries for the entire year because they were just too expensive to buy for any other occasion, given that we lived in the tropics. I seem to remember really awful Santa-shaped chocolate too. We've never been much of a family for your seriously traditional Christmas. Half the Christmases of my childhood were what we called orphan Christmases, which meant celebrating Christmas away from extended family with other equally orphan families. These orphan Christmases were invariably barbecues. Like I said, I grew up in the tropics with masses of salad and dessert while the kids were in and out of the pool. Early on, my mother discovered the joys of ice cream Christmas pudding, where you stir your boozy dried fruit into a tub of vanilla ice cream. Occasionally, she experimented with also crumbling a cherry ripe or flake into the mix as well. When my husband and I started swapping family Christmas, I mentioned this ice cream Christmas pudding to my mother-in-law, and now I'm the one making it for that side of the family. This year, I've pulled out all the stops. I have made the actual ice cream myself because I finally remembered that I have an ice cream machine. And I've also gone a double layer pudding. One layer is vanilla ice cream with the fruit. And I actually did my own fruit mix this year as well because I decided that I was a bit over sultanas and raisins. So my fruit mix has currants, mixed peel, dates, and figs. But back to the pudding, the second layer has a small amount of almond essence and some toasted flaked almonds stirred through as well. This pudding is also pretty much the only time these days when I indulge in that appallingly delightful confection known as ice magic. My ideal Christmas would involve this ice cream pudding with cold turkey or chicken for mains, with perhaps some Middle Eastern type salads. There would also be mince pies, and of course a bowl of cherries, and some good wine, maybe sparkling Shiraz. Actually, I think my ideal Christmas is mostly a day of grazing and then having enough left over that there's no cooking required on Boxing Day. Now to hear from my colleagues.
My name is Heather. On Christmas Day, 24 of my extended family come to my home to celebrate Christmas. We've done this for years and years and years and years now. It's a combined effort, so everybody contributes something to the family feast, and as the hostess, I provide perishables like ice cream, cream, and then I fill the gaps around things that I think that we need, but nobody's bringing it. So it's a very, very easy and pleasant way of celebrating Christmas together without anybody really stressing out too much.
And do you have, like, roast meats or seafood, or what sorts of food is kind of the centrepiece?
We have cold because people are bringing, sometimes from distances, food. So it's cold except for Christmas puddings, which go onto the boil as soon as the Christmas pudding ringer brings them. Yeah, but it's cold food, ham, chicken, salads, fruit salads, those sorts of things.
My name is Beck Rowe. And so what's the question? Sorry. Food that I like eating at Christmas.
Yeah.
I like eating my mother's Christmas pudding, which she makes like a month in advance, and she ties them up in calico and hangs them on the washing line to dry out or something. And she started making them for me recently with butter instead of, what's the meat?
Suet.
Suet instead of suet. And yeah, so I can now eat them again, and they're amazing. And we have them with cream, and she boils them for like an hour, you know, on Christmas Day, and the whole house smells like Christmas pudding. It's very old-fashioned, but it's good. Yeah.
Okay, so my name is Jess Satori, and I got given the responsibility last year for making the plum pudding, and my nan gave me the recipe in secret, and then I realised when I was reading the recipe that it had suet in it, which is pig fat, and I realised that my uncle had been eating this for the last 20 years and is a serious vegetarian, and my nan told me that I could have the recipe as long as I did not tell my uncle that it had pig fat in it. So I told my nan that I would make the pudding, but I would not use pig fat because I could not let him eat it. So instead, I tried and tested a variety of things and came up with vegetable kofa, which worked really well and actually made it set, although it needed about 3 hours extra cooking than what it does with pig fat.
And does your nan still talk to you now?
Yes, just. She did look at me in disgust when we flipped it over, and it's a family tradition where everyone stands around and she puts brandy on it and you light it, and thank goodness it's still lit up like a Christmas tree, because otherwise it would have been a big year. But my uncle went in for seconds and it was guilt-free seconds. So that's a good thing.
My name's Laura, and the food I most look forward to at Christmas is prawns.
Why?
I just find them delicious.
And you don't have them any other time?
No, I have them a lot, but it's Christmas when I enjoy it the most.
My name's Lyndall, and I hate Christmas food, and my sister always makes me eat it, and she won't come to my house because I don't cook Christmas food, which is a bit disappointing.
What do you regard as Christmas food?
That ham and all that rubbish. And I have to glaze the ham and everything for her because she doesn't know how to do it. And then I don't eat it.
What about the sweets around Christmas? Hate those as well? Like your shortbread? Pudding?
No. I don't like Christmas pudding at all.
So your ideal Christmas day, what would it involve?
Not having Christmas day.
But if it was just a public holiday or just a day, what if you had to have a public holiday, what would it look like? What would you do?
And have barbecue and sit around and do cryptic crosswords and drink with my friends.
Sounds awesome.
Hi, I'm Marianne, and this Christmas we're going to have a very unusual Christmas. We're going to Copenhagen, so I'm a little bit excited about that. And I'm looking forward to having Christmas dinner when it is genuinely cold. So a full Christmas trim, the whole shebang, although I won't be eating the meat. So looking forward to some excellent nut roast.
Hello, my name's Di. I'm looking forward to desserts this Christmas, which is my usual looking forward to Christmas thing. Pavlova with lots of cream and berries. I'm doing a trifle chocolate mousse, a passion fruit mousse, and probably some sort of something else that I haven't quite thought of yet. It's going to have chocolate in it, though. You can never have too much chocolate.
I want to come to your house.
Hi, my name's Nick, and I really look forward to roast meat and roast vegetables at Christmas.
Why?
Just so delicious. Everyone sharing with the family. And I like to cook it up too.
Hi, my name's Alison, and I really look forward to a nice berry trifle and the plum pudding because I've got a very sweet tooth.
And do you have to make those?
I make the trifle, but I don't make the pudding. I just indulge.
My name's Roz, and I use Christmas as an opportunity to get creative with cooking. Last year, I made little Santas out of strawberries and cream, and they're adorable. And I also bought a tofurkey for the first time and used that as an opportunity to have a very traditional Christmas lunch, even though I'm both Jewish and vegetarian.
Can you tell me what the tofurkey tasted like?
I'd like to say turkey, but I haven't eaten turkey in many years, so I think my meat eater friends would disagree.
My name is Sally, and I look forward to a seafood feast at Christmas with a summer berry pudding for dessert.
Who makes the pudding?
My uncle, every year. Family recipe.
Thank you very much.
My name's Simone, and I really love making kiss biscuits at Christmas. It's my nan's recipe, and we make them into like angel shapes, and we put icing on them and sprinkles, and it's always my job to decorate them. And I really hate Christmas pudding. I refuse to eat it.
My name's Shalini, and what I do around Christmas, my nephews always request I make my mini gingerbread men because they have mini M&M buttons and they like that a lot. Also, we tend to cook way too much food and then forget to eat it. So we don't have lunch, we drink through, and then we have a very late dinner. Merry Christmas.
My name's Grace, and my nan has been making Christmas pudding with actual sixpences and threepences in it for as long as I've known her, and probably a lot longer than that. She does an exchange with the children if they find the money, and she says that it's definitely current exchange rates, but I'm not sure about that. My mum also makes a cherry duck roll, which is like a 5 billion step process where she gets a boned out duck and fills it up with delicious chicken stuffing and cherries all the way through the middle. It's so intricate, but she loves doing it just for Christmas. And finally, because we live in Tasmania, my parents fish, so we have crayfish and prawns and flathead. Also, way too much food, a fair bit of booze. Champagne breakfast is also something that we do. And naps. We have naps.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with comments to actsofkitchen@gmail.com or leave a comment at actsofkitchen.com. And of course, don't hesitate to leave a review on iTunes to help other foodies find me. Happy cooking.